This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a state visit to Vietnam on Thursday, part of a trip to Asia seen as a show of defiance to the West. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The two countries signed multiple agreements on issues including energy, although none of the 11 pacts were on the same level as the mutual defense agreement Russia signed with North Korea the day before. Russia's TASS news agency quoted Putin as saying the two countries shared an interest in, quote, developing a reliable security architecture in the region. During a news conference, he accused the NATO military alliance of creating a security threat for Russia in Asia. The U.S. and its allies have criticized Putin's visit, saying he should not be given a stage on which to defend Russia's war in Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The United States expressed deep concern Thursday over Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to supply North Korea with weapons, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It is incredibly concerning. It would destabilize the Korean Peninsula, of course, and potentially give it, depending on the type of weapons they provide.
Speaking on Thursday in Vietnam, Putin said Moscow would not rule out sending weapons to Pyongyang, calling it repercussions for the West supplying Ukraine. The White House on Thursday said it will rush delivery of air defense interceptor missiles to Ukraine by redirecting shipments that have been planned for other allied nations. The move comes as Washington scrambles to counter increased Russian attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. National Security Spokesman John Kirby called it a difficult but necessary decision. This is VOA News. A treason trial of a Russian-American woman opened on Thursday as tensions continue to rise between Washington and Moscow. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A Russian-American woman is being tried in a Russian court on charges of treason. Ksenia Karelina, also known as Ksenia Khavana, lives in Los Angeles. She was arrested when she traveled to Yekaterinburg in February to visit her family there. She's accused of raising money for a Ukrainian organization that was providing weapons, among other supplies, to the Ukrainian military. Her boyfriend has said she made a single donation of about $50 to a Ukrainian organization. According to media reports, Karolina's trial comes as tensions rise between Washington and Moscow, including over the arrests of two American journalists. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. military-built pier in Gaza unloaded humanitarian aid again on Thursday after being removed for a second time last week because of rough seas, a U.S. defense official said. The pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday, the official said, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss U.S. military operations. The pier, which cost the U.S. at least $230 million, was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. It has faced a number of setbacks, operating for only about a week before getting blown apart by high winds in May. The African vaccine manufacturing industry is expected to supply over 60% of the total vaccine doses required on the continent by 2040, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Thursday at the Global Forum for Vaccine Sovereignty and Innovation in Paris. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
A funded $1 billion scheme to boost vaccine production in Africa will be launched during the meeting. The scheme aims to address the inequality in access to vaccines that plagued the continent during the global health crisis.
And simply put, when the richest countries were hit by the pandemic, they gave priority to their own population and they forgot about that solidarity. And even though mechanisms were put in place, and had we not done that, the situation would have been a lot worse. But we saw those limitations.
The scheme will also use domestically produced shots to tackle diseases that kill hundreds of thousands of African children every year, such as cholera and malaria.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Thousands of young Kenyans staged protests across the country on Thursday to protest tax hikes, live streaming the demonstrations in a vivid show of anger against the government. The demonstrations, dubbed Occupy Parliament, began in Nairobi on Tuesday before spreading nationwide on Thursday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.